Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, that calls me.
Welcome to the Pray With Me podcast. Again, thank you for joining me for another episode, another prayer. On this spiritual Saturday, as we continue a series on the spiritual disciplines, and the one that we come to this morning is meditation. And meditating is to reason or to think about in order to understand something. And to think about something in a detailed or even logical manner. And so when we meditate on, we want to focus on meditating on the Word of God specifically and how it applies to our lives. And there are things that the Bible tells us to meditate on. In Philippians chapter 4, verse number 8, Paul would say that finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. To think and reason about these things and think on the things that are true, noble, just. And so, would you pray with me at this time for the spiritual discipline of meditation? Father in heaven, we thank you for the spiritual disciplines that you provide for us in your word and the examples that we have of it in scripture, of them in scripture. And we think about, we thank you for the discipline of meditation and for its purpose found in scripture to grow closer to you and to know your word better and to better apply it to our own lives. And Father, it's our desire that we would meditate on things that are true and to keep those things that are true in our minds, to meditate on things that are noble, that they are honorable, to meditate on things that are just and righteous as you are, and to meditate on things that are pure and keeping our hearts pure, to meditate on things that are lovely, things that we know will help us to be encouraged, and to meditate on things that are of good report, things that are known by others to be good. Father, we pray that we would meditate on things that are virtuous, that have virtue, that involve any variety of these things, that we would meditate on them. Father, we lastly ask this, that we would meditate on things that are praiseworthy. Meditate on you and your word and all the things that you've done for us, all the things that you've given to us in our own lives as well as for others' lives. And we want to meditate on all of these things and to meditate on your word, which applies to all of those categories. Your word is true, it's noble, it's just, it's pure, it's lovely, it is of good report, it's virtuous and praiseworthy. And we pray that we would meditate on what it meant for the original audience and then meditate to see how it applies to ourselves and our own lives. Father, we pray that we would be people that would meditate on these things and encourage others to stop focusing on things that are the opposite of these, things that are false and not noble, that are unrighteous, that are not pure, not lovely, not of good report, and not virtuous and not worth any praise. We pray that as we meditate on these things and encourage others to stop focusing on the other things, that others would see that we're truly trying to be like Christ and the church, and that they would want to be a part of your church and ask us for the hope, a reason for the hope that's in us. Father, we thank you for the spiritual disciplines, and we pray that we'd pray more for them. It's in Jesus' name and by his authority that we pray. Amen. Again, thank you for joining me in prayer. And remember to pray like it all depends on God, but to work like it all depends on you. Until next time.
My soul has all found relief. tell.